Another thing on an individual level is a crooked marriage. One thing that God has made upright in our lives is our marriages. You meet the person that you believe that God has brought to your life for better or worse, for sickness and health, till death do us part. You love that person. You're very excited. I mean, when you get married, you're excited, you're happy, and God hath made your marriage upright. And then we turn it into this. And the generation that we have today, they're getting marriage advice from people that just don't know what they're talking about. Because the advice you hear from the world today is the exact opposite of the advice that I would say. I went to a wedding one time, and it's a very interesting wedding because the congregation was kind of split between fundamental Bible-believing Baptists and unsaved Catholics. It was like a 50-50 split. And at the wedding, they would go to each table and ask for advice from each table. What would you suggest to the newly married couple? And so the advice is like the exact opposite from both sides, right? The fundamental Bible-believing Baptists, they're giving good advice. And then the average Catholic, the advice is pretty much the exact opposite that I would say. I mean, I remember the one time that was really funny because the person who was like doing MC, is that what it's called? They were a fundamental Bible-believing Baptist, and one of the tables said, first advice I'd give you is to throw your TV out the window and smash it. And then, like, half the crowd is like, what? And the MC's like, that is some great advice there. That will help your marriage. And then everyone's like, what are you talking about, right? And it was like the exact opposite. But what I'm saying is, in the world we live in, it's not a 50-50 split between fundamental Bible-believing Baptists and just average, everyday people. It's 99% average, everyday people, and people are getting advice from the generation and nation that is wicked and crooked, and they don't know what they're talking about. It's like, this is your marriage, and you're going to give me advice? But that's the world we live in 2023. Well, let me show you some good old-fashioned marriage advice from the Word of God. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. You're a sexist. I just read what the Bible said. I didn't even give commentary. Obviously, you understand what this verse means if you said I'm a sexist, and that's the way you felt before I ever said anything. Just reading that verse, you know what it means. It's basic English. Wives, submit. I mean, put yourselves willingly underneath your husbands. Submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, obviously, it does not say submit unto every man. We're not saying men are the head of women. But in a marriage, you have wives submitting yourselves unto your husbands. And the world will say, that's not fair. It's not equal. It's not right. Well, actually, the book of Ezekiel says, are not my ways equal and your ways unequal? You know what? Before my wife and I got married, we got, you know, a lot of relatives, a lot of people we knew. They're excited for us. They're happy for us. And you know, we weren't really asking people for marriage advice just because I just figured I wouldn't really necessarily agree with what they said. But a lot of people give advice, and they're not trying to be rude. They're trying to be nice. But, you know, the common thing that we heard before we got married, well, you know, back in my day, the husbands were the head of the home, but that's not really the way it's meant to be. Marriage is meant to be a 50-50 relationship. 50-50 in authority. And, of course, I didn't argue with my relatives. You know, they're trying to be nice. They're trying to be friendly. There's no need to cause a fight or whatever. I'm just saying the advice is wrong. Right. Now, here's the thing. If you want your marriage to look like this, then don't listen to what I say. If you want your marriage to be just like the world, if you want to be like the nation of Israel that said, give us a king to rule us like all the nations. Hey, I want a marriage like everybody else. Go for it. But if you want to have your marriage fixed and you want a good marriage, you know what you're going to do? You're going to actually follow the advice of what the Bible says.